ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spira. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna. This shiur is part two of a two-part series.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Sanhedrin Daf Peches Chelek Beis. The Gemara brings that one of the Hechatipses where the Zaka Mamre could be Chelek on the Bezen and become a Zaka Mamre is by Nigei B'godim. The Gemara makes a drasha by Negel Anega is coming to say a Hechatipse of Nigei B'godim. And the Gemara explains that the Machlekes by Nigei B'godim could be in the Machlekes Rav Yedisev and Rav Tobis and the Rabbanon, whether or not there's a tyra of pricha bakulai. By Adam, we know that if it's parach bakulai, if the person is totally full of tzaras, halachas, it becomes tar. The machlekes, Rav Yedisev and Rav Tobis and the Rabbanon is, what's the halacha by begadim? Begadim that gets tzaras, if the whole entire begad gets full with the nega, is that begad tar or not? And Rashi's masber, where's it the geya, the din, where's it the geya to chorus? Every machlekes over here has to be to get the chorus. So Rashi says, "Veicha the parcha of a beggar kulei v'chnisa the mikdash, ayin a gea by nichas the mikdash, or a butter chayiv, or the rabbiyin is a potter. Like there a butter that it's tamei the halacha is you're going to be chayiv." And Rabbi Yehuda says potter. So Rashi says two echatipses. One echatipses is when you bring the beggar itself into the beis hamikdash, and one echatipses is when a person that touches the beggar goes into the beis hamikdash. Now the Mishnah Melech and Hilchos Bias Mikdash Perek Gibel Alacha Yud Zayin, he brings a Sifri, which the Rambam paskins a Sifri in Alacha Tazayin, that the whole Chiv Chorus that there is a Bias Mikdash is only on a person that walks it himself. But Kalim, Godim that go into the Beis Hamikdash, and someone brings it to the Beis Hamikdash, even though they're Tabei, Sachakol get Malkus. You don't get, there's no Chiv Chorus on Kalim. And the Mishnah Melech brings it, it's a Sifri and it's a Teres Kayanim. And Rashi al Torah Parshas Achrevis and Perak Yud Zayin Pasuk Tzayin also brings this down that Aruchitzas Gufay Onish Chorus on the someone that doesn't go to the mikvah is that Aruchitzas Gufay before he goes to the mikdash the Zechiyav Chorus. About Kibis Begadim, if someone that's not Toivul the Begadim at Atabim before he goes to the Beis HaMikdash with them, Barboim, all you get is Malkus. So ask the Mishnah Melech, how could Rashi by us write that if someone's Machnis a Beged Tomei, a beggar that has saras into the mikdash, he's gonna. There could be a machlekes that's the geat to zaka mamre. As the bishul malach chayra, zaka mamre needs to be chayiv chorus. It has to be a geat or nidin of chorus. And avol piki Rashi says that a hechatibza could be that you brought the beggar in. L'chayra, this sifri and this teres kayanim is beforish not like this. That you know the chayiv of chorus is only on the person himself is tabi. Bringing him begadim doesn't make someone be chayiv chorus. All you get is malchus. Now this Rashi is repeated a few times in Shas. It's a Rashi in Erev and Kuvdal of Abayz, the Rabbas al-Chayev, where Rashi's before over there also, that if you mach this Kli, Yechayev Chatos and Chorus. If you do it Abayz, Yechayev Chorus, B'shoig Yechayev Chatos. If you look over there on the Goyis HaGro, on the side of the Gemara, the Goyis HaGro has the same problem as the Mishnah Melech has on Ar Rashi, and he's Magia Rashi, he's Moichik the Rashi. He's Magia the Rashi, he says it can't be, there's no such halacha. Being Machtas Kalim doesn't make someone be Chayev Chatzos, doesn't make someone be Chayev Chorus. It's Sachakol Lav, Sachakol Yechayev Malkus. And if you look Rashi and Nida Daf Lab and Alpha of a base, the Rabbasel Ein. Also, it's before the same thing. Rashi's before over there that a Kusi that sits on a Beged, the halacha is that we consider a Kusi a Bayal Nida. We're Choshesh that his wife is a Nida, and therefore we consider him as a Bayal Nida, and the Mishkov and the thing that he sat on has a din of a Bayal Nida. Afal Pekin says the Mishnah, since it's only a Suffolk, we don't know for sure that his wife said Nida. So therefore, you're not Chayiv a Bias Mikdash. And Rashi says, what does it mean you're not Chayiv? If you bring in this Mishkov into the Beis HaMikdash, you wouldn't be Chayiv a carbon. It's Mashma from Rashi that a regular Bayal Nida, a real Bayal Nida, that's a Vade Bayal Nida, the Mishkov that he sits on, if you bring it into the Beis HaMikdash, you would be Chayiv a carbon. You would be Chayiv a Chatos, which would mean that if you bring it in a Mazid, you'd be Chayiv Karas. And over here, you look at the Tesis Yadav of the Mishnah, it's Kasha and Rashi from the same Sifri, from the same Kasha the Shlomelech has, that L'chayra, there's no such thing, there's no Chiyav Karbana being Machdus Kalim in the Mikdash. Ayin, but Tesis Yadav, he brings it, maybe there's a Machloikis in the Sifri, it's Machloikis, maybe Machloikis Tanoim, and Rashi over there was Mepharish the Mishnah, the Philip one Tano. And the Aruch HaNer and Nida over there also is Dan, that maybe this whole drasha of the Sefri is only when the Beged is only a Rishon Tumma. Mashenka, when the Beged is an Abatuba, which like an Er Rashi, where the Beged itself is a Beged that has Saras, which has the Chayra of an Abatuba, maybe over there you don't have the Din of the Sefri. Inshallah, the Maisa's Baskana is that the Din is not Dafka by a Vlad Tumma, not Dafka by a Rishon Tumma, who I did by an Abatuba, and therefore it remains with the Kasha on Er Rashi. So we have three Rashis, Rashi by us, Rashi in Erevin, Rashi in Nida, that are Bavur, L'chayr, not like this Teres Kainim and Sifri, that are Bavur, that even on Kalim, you also Chayev Karas, you also Chayev Achatas. So if you look at the Marcheshes, in Chelek Aleph, Sibid Beis, Anaf Beis, Sibid Yudalid, well, there he has a B'chudish Dik Teretz. He has a big Chidish to say a Teretz, he says that the Miut, that the Teres Kainim and Sifri are bringing, that you're not Chayev on Kalim, is only on the Maisa Bia. I'm bringing them in. On the Maisa Bia, the Aloch is that right when you bring something in, the Aloch is if you're Chayiv Malkus, and on that, says the Marcheshes, on that there's a Mi'at that you're not Chayiv Koros. But there's another din, Chutz from the Etze Maisa Bia, there's another din of Shia. Someone, even if he was already in the Mikdash before and he became Tommy in the Mikdash, he didn't have a Maisa Bia. But the fact that you're staying inside the Beis HaMikdash, that alone is Chayiv. And on that, says the Marcheshes, that is no Mi'at. The whole Mi'at is only on that on your Bia's Kufa, your Chayiv. And on Kalim Yirachayev on the Havo, on the bringing in. But on that being there, on the Shia in the Mikdash, on that says the Marcheshes, that Yirachayev on Kalim, just like Yirachayev on the Gufa Adam. And over there, that's what's the Gea, all these Rashis, that's why all these Rashis are Shaykh to have a Chiyav Chattos and a Chiyav Koris on Kalim, even though there's a Miat. The Miat is only on the Maisa Bia. On the Maisa Bia, you need to have an Adam for that. Kalim, we don't doubt that Kalim have a Chiyav of the Maisa Bia. Mashegir on the Chiyav Shia, on the Chiyav of remaining in the Mikdash, of being in the, staying in the Mikdash, says the Marcheshes over there, there's no Miat, and over there, you can be Chayav Kores and you can be Chayav Achatas. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara brings a member for Rav Kana, Omer Rav Kana. Who are you in Shmua? Vehin Amar Pnei Shmua in Narag. If the Zaken Marmi not saying his own Chiddush, his own Halacha, he's saying over there, he heard from his Rabbein this Halacha. The halacha is he doesn't become a zakim mamre, he's ain't an erek, and says Rav Kana another chiddush that even if he's saying his own chiddush, even if he's saying kachu beinenu, if the bezin that's arguing with him is also only saying it koyach their own svara, also the halacha is that he does not become a zakim mamre. The only time someone can become a zakim mamre is when he's saying his own svara, and the bezin that he's arguing on is saying mi piashmu something that they heard over from their abayim, then you become a zakim mamre. But if either he's saying over Mipi Hashmo, or the Bezdin that he's arguing on is saying from their own Svara, you don't become a Zakim Mamre. And Rabbi Lezer argues, and Rabbi Lezer says that no, doesn't make a difference. Anytime he's arguing on a Bezdin, Halacha is in his Chayiv. Even if he's saying from his Rabbeim over a Psak, and the Bezdin is saying their own Svara, Apple Pekin, you become a Zakim Mamre, there's no difference. And Rav Kana brings a Raya to his side, Rav Kana brings a Raya from Akavya Ben Malal. Akavya Ben Malal argued on the Bezdin in his dar, on the other Chacham in his dar, and they both claim that they heard Mipi Hashmua differently. He said over that he has a Kabbalah about, on the Halacha that he was saying, and the Bezdin said not like that. Everyone else, all the other Chacham in the dar said not like that. And Afal Pekin, Akavya Ben Malal did not become a Zakim Mamre. So says Rav Kana, you see that since Akavya Ben Malal was saying over Mipi Hashmua, he wasn't saying his own Chedushim, he was saying over what he heard, what he was Bekabal from his Rabbeim. So you see from there that you don't become a Zakim Mamre, and Echatipsu, he's saying over what you were Mekabal from your Rabbeim, only if you're coming and saying from your own Svara. And Rav Lezer says there's no Raya. The reason why Akavya Ben Malal didn't become a Zakim Mamre is because he never passed the Halacha L'Maisa. He just said what he held, but he never passed the Halacha L'Maisa, and you only become a Zakim Mamre when you pass the Halacha L'Maisa. Now the Sanhedrin Tana, the Sefer Sanhedrin Tana, has a kasha that L'chayra, what's Rav Kana's raya to all his chedushim? Rav Kana L'chayra has two chedushim. Chedush number one is that if the Zaken Mamre saying over from his Rabbeim, he doesn't become a Zaken Mamre. So on that, he has a Raya. But he has another Chiddush. He has another Chiddush that if the Bezdin is saying over from their own Svara, even if the Zaken Mamre is saying from his own Svara, he also doesn't become a Zaken Mamre. Ask the Sanhedrin Tana, where does he have a Raya on that second Yesod? And then he asks another question at L'chaira. What's the difference if the Zaken Mamre is arguing on a Bezdin that's saying from their own Svara, or they're saying over from their Rabbeim? Even if they're saying over from their Abayim could have said it from their own Svara. So what's the difference if he argues that this Bezdin is saying it from their Svara? Or he argues on what they're saying over from their Abayim, that their Abayim sent me Svara. Why does that make a difference? Why should that make any chilik? Why would he become more Zaken Mamre if he argues on the Svara of the Bezdin at Bedar Zeh, if he argued on the Svara what they're saying over, b'shem their Abayim? So explains this, the Sanhedrin Tano, El-Khayr is Yisoidus Tikka Machlaikis, Rav Kana, Rav Lazo over here, what Bechlal, the Yisoid of the Chi of Zaken Mamre is. And he explains that Rav Kana understood that the Yisoid of Zaken Mamre is not Stambus, he's making a Machlaikis. The Yisoid of Zaken Mamre is because he's arguing on his Rabbeim. He's arguing on his Rabbeim, which would include anyone in the door before him. He comes and he argues on them. That's what the Yisoid of Zaken Mamre is. That's why we have to put him to death, because he's arguing on his Rabbeim. Someone that comes and the Chadish says things not like his Rabbeim, that's where the Chi and Bis of Zaken Mamre is. And therefore says Rav Kana to Chedushim. First of all, if he's not saying over his own Chiddush, he's saying over for what he heard from his Rabbeim, so he's not coming to argue, he's not arguing on his Rabbeim, he's not someone that's arguing on his Rabbeisav, he's saying over from his Rabbeim. So even if the other Bezdin is saying over from their Rabbeim, so he's saying over from his Rabbeim, and they're saying from their Rabbeim, that's not arguing on your Rabbeim. Or says the Sanhedrin Tano, if they're saying over their own Svara, and he's saying his own Svara, so he's arguing on a Bezdin, he's not arguing on his Rabbeim, and therefore says Rav Kana, in both of these Echatipsis, you don't become a Zaken Mamre. It's one Yisayid, and therefore he brought a Raya, says the Sanhedrin Tana, from a Kavya Ben Malalel. He brought a Raya to his Yisayid. You see that B'pi HaShmua, anytime he's saying over from his Rabbeim, you don't have the din of Zaken Mamre, and the Yisayid of that is, because he's not arguing on his Rabbeim, so therefore he has a Raya to both of his Chedushim. What did if he's arguing just on that Bezdin? They both say Kachu Beinenu. He says his Svar and they say their Svar. Also, you don't become a Zaken Mamre because you're missing one. You're missing the Yisayid of Zaken Mamre. You're missing the Yisayid. The Yisayid of Zaken Mamre, says Rav Kana, is because you're arguing on your Abayim. And Rav Lazar Kufa comes to argue on that. Rav Lazar says, no, any time he's arguing on the Bezdin, doesn't make a difference if he's saying over from his Rabbeim, they're saying over from their Rabbeim, they're both saying from their own Svar. There's no difference between all that. The Yisayid of Zaken Mamre is a tipping Yisayid, and you look at the Lashon of Rav Lazar says clearly, the Yisayid of Zaken Mamre is, so Yirbu Machlaikis be Yisrael, that there shouldn't be any Machlaikis, no matter what. And therefore, Rav Lazar says, in any Echatib, so regardless of what exactly, if he's saying from his Rabbeim, or they're saying from their Rabbeim, the Halacha is, you become a Zaken Mamre. And the Melech Pashit has answered his other question also. If he's arguing on the Bezdin directly, what they say, so that's not a problem. Ashegin, if he's arguing on the Bezdin, and they're saying over from their Abayim, so since they're saying over from their Abayim, so he can't argue on their Abayim. Their Abayim are from a door earlier. That's also considered as someone that's arguing on his Rabbeim, since they're saying over from a door before him. He has no right to argue on someone that has a door before him. That's his Rabbeim. That's considered his Rabbeim. And therefore, that would also be Nichal on the Parashah of Zaken Mamre, Masha'ikim, when he argues on them, them is from his door. They're not considered his Rabbeim, and therefore, the fear of Kana that does not have a din of Zaken Mamre. The Gemara on Amud Beis brings down a brisa Tadar Rabbanon Inin Chayvach Yasek Hayra Asi until he himself goes and does a Maisa Piyaz Hayra, or she Yoyer LaChayim VeYasuk Hayra Asi, or he paskets for other people and those people go and do like what he said. So the Gemara asks that Bishlei Mod Segeah when other paskets for other people, so Segeah to tell us a Chiddush that he's Chayv Misa. Ask the Gemara, if he himself went and did the Aveira, we don't have to give him Misa, we did Zaken Mamre, let us give him Misa, we did the Aveira. What's the special parish of Zaken Mamre if he anyhow went ahead and did the Aveira? So the Gemara says that Bishlei, but the halacha that he did wasn't a halacha that Yechayev Misa, it's only a halacha that Yechayev Koris, like Chayev Adam, so then it's good. There's a special chiddush of Zaken Mamre, it's Chayim Misa, but when he went ahead and did Aveira, that anyhow would have been Chayim Misa, l'chayim, what do we need the parasha of Zaken Mamre? And the Gemara answers, Meikara Boyasra, had it not been for the parasha of Zaken Mamre, we want to put it to death just because of that Aveira that he did now, we would only be able to give him Misa with Asra. Mashaykin Hashta Loi Boyasra, Mashaykin, if now that would be Mechayim, he didn't Zaken Mamre, so you don't need to give Asra. He's chayiv did zaka mamre. He's not being chayiv for doing the avera. He's being chayiv for the zaka mamre, for the argument that he's doing and doing it lamaisa. But the chayiv is not because of the avera. The chayiv is for the did zaka mamre, and therefore you don't need asura. So it seems from this gemara that the parsha that for some reason a zaka mamre doesn't need asura. Zaka mamre doesn't need asura. But if you look on the Mishnah later on, in that Petesa Bet Aleph, there's a Rabbam of Pirsha B'Shnayis there on that Mishnah. The Rabbam seems to say clearly that a Zaka Mamre needs to have Edom and Asra, just like all the Chiyuvei Misa. A Zaka Mamre must have Edom and Asra, and the Rambam in Pirsha B'Shnayis is not like Er Gemar. It's negative Er Gemar. Er Gemar says Beferish that you don't need Asra. A Zaka Mamre does not need Asra. If you look at the Tosa Rosh and Er Gemar, he has a he learns the Gemara not like to have the Pashtus how we would read the Gemara. The Tosafot Rosh says that the Gemara says over here you don't need Asra, it means just to say that you don't need Asra on the Avera that you're doing. The person doing Avera that's Chayim Misa, if you want to kill him for that Avera, we would have to give him Asra on the Avera that he's doing. Mash Aiken, if you be Mechayiv and Medidzak and Mamre, we don't have to give him Asra on the Aveira that he's doing, that if you do this Aveira, you can be Chayav Misa. We could give him Asra on being a Zaka Mamre. And the Chanami need Asra. The Gemara just means to say is that there's a Nafkamina that he's a Zaka Mamre, that you don't need to give him Asra on this special Aveira. I could just give him Asra on the fact that he's being a Zaka Mamre. That's what the Gemara means. But La'olam learns the Tosafot Rosh that there's no difference between Zaka Mamre every Aveira. Every other Aveira, just like every Aveira needs Asra, Zaka Mamre also needs Asra. The Gemara just means to say that we don't need to give him Asra on the Aveira. And the Fizeh, the Rambam in Pirish Rishnais, is not a steer to the Sugya Bechal. The Rambam is talking about giving Asra, obviously, on the Aveir of Zaka Mamre. And that, the Gemara is not coming to say that you don't need the Fidah Teisar Rosh. So the Fidah Teisar Rosh, the Rambam Pirish Rishnais, is B'Yushuf. But if you look at the Lashon of the Rambam, when he brings down this Gemara, and Rambam in Mamrim, in Perek Yom Alach Ches, the Rambam says, you don't need Asra, it's very sosam. The Pashas Lashon of Rambam would be Mashma, that you don't need Asra Bechlal, like the Pashta Gemara. And the Meiri, also in our Sugya, the Meiri says that a Zaka Mamre is like a Mesis. The Alach is that a Mesis doesn't need Asra, the Gemara brings it a line later. Mesis doesn't need Asra, and the Rambam, the Meiri speaks out that Zaka Mamre is like a Mesis, which would be very Mashma, that you don't need Asra Bechlal, not like the Tosa Rosh. So the steam is Harambam, and the Meiri is more mafurish that you like the Pashas Hagamara that you don't need Asra B'chal and Zaka Mamre. We said that the Tosa Rosh and the Rambam Pirush Shai seem to learn that you do need Asra, and therefore you would have to learn the Gemara that the Gemara just means you don't need Asra on the Aveira that you're doing, and you only need to give Asra we did Zaka Mamre. We spoke in the first shiur, we said over a Rambam. The Rambam, in Hilchas Tzitzis, in Perek Aleph Halacha Tesvav, the Rambam is coming from the Sugyo, in Menachas Daf Mem, and Beis, of Hitol Lebutelis. If someone puts Tzitzis, more adds Tzitzis onto his, he has already four Tzitzis on his four corners, and he adds more, he adds, let's say, another four Tzitzis on his four corners, or another one Tzitzis on one of his quarters. Halacha is, it's before the Gemara, that you're over about Tosif. And the Rambam paskins that since you're over about Tosif, the Rambam says that it's puzzle. Therefore, the halacha is that the tzitzis is puzzle. If you wear it, it's puzzle, and you have to rebake all the tzitzis. The Shagas Arya, Tzibel Abed, asks on the Rambam that one Er Gemara comes along and says that the only echatibza of Zaka Mamre of a Moisif Gereya, the only time is when you're Moisif on a mitzvah that makes the mitzvah puzzle, is the Geaz Tfilin. Feed a Rambam, why can't this be echatibza of Moisif Gereya? We have another echatibza, we have echatibza of tzitzis where you added more tzitzis. Why wouldn't this also be echatibza of Kol Moisif Gereya? So this is really Tosis' kasha. Tosis of Daflav Chesav and Alpha Benoches asks this kasha, and he answers that maybe it doesn't become puzzle because of that. But the Shagasai's question is on the Rambam. The Rambam is before not like Tosis' Teretz. It's before that does become puzzle, and therefore it's very shver. Okay, why can't this be another Echatibza? Why do we say that the only Echatibza is Tfilin, and that the Rambam Paschal is like this, that the only Echatibza that a Zaka Mamre is Chayavad is Tfilin, besides all other Chiyuvei Karas, but in Mitzvah's essay, the Rambam says the only Echatibza where you Chayav is Tfilin, and we have another Echatibza of Tzitzis. So Rekiva Eger in Shulchan Aruch at Sibid Yud Sivvav, where the Shulchan Aruch brings down this din of Hitel Abutalis, the Rekiva Eger says that the a possible answer, a reason why maybe this can't be a Chatibz of Zaka Mamre, is because this is would be considered Befurish Bekra. This wouldn't be Pirushim Adivrei Seferim. When one reads the parasha of Kriyashma, it says that you have to put tzitzis on your four quarters of your beged, it's obvious that it means that you should put one gedil on every corner. Even though the parashah speak out before only one and not two, but it's obvious to anyone that's reading the parashah of Tzitzis that you only have to put on one in each corner, and by putting on two, that's not something that you need a pirush b'divrei sefer to tell you that you're doing something extra, that you're being meisef on the mitzvah. That you put on two stila about one quarter, says Reb Kiveger. That's before the pasuk. That's not pirushi b'devei seifrim. That's not something that you can have the parash of zaka mamre, like the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says if someone says ain't tefillin b'toyrin halachas, he doesn't become a zaka mamre. So if someone comes along and says that we should put on two dilim out the one quarter, he's going negative before the pasuk, says Reb Kiveger, and that's the reason why this bechlal is not negiah to be part of the parash of zaka mamre. Now there's another kasha on the Rambam that chutz from the Ashagas Arias kasha. There's a kasha that l'chayra the Gemara over here by Olei Chetitza says a svar of Hay l'chudei koy v'hay l'chudei koy. If it's not attached, if the chutim aren't attached, if the dalmidim aren't attached, the Gemara says a svar of Hay l'chudei koy v'hay l'chudei koy, which we said over the first year, either means that it's you're not over about toysif or alkapanim. It's not nifsa b'dib about toysif. So l'chayra tshvar on the Rambam. Why is the Rambam saying that the tzitzis is possible? We should say that each k'til is l'chudei kai is separate. Why do we say that they're together, that it should make a psul? So we said over the first year of a halach of the Chazanish, which the Be'iri seems to go by, that the Rambam maybe learned that Gemara differently, that the Rambam didn't hold this as svar of hay l'chudei kai, the gabi bal toisif. It's just a svara, it's a special svara in Zakim Mamre, that Zakim Mamre doesn't become a Zakim Mamre unless the psul is a psul in the gufa chefza. If the psul is only in a chatip, it's if the chefza of the mitzvah is l'chudei and l'chudei, each thing separate, it just becomes nifsal b'din bal toisif, that's not enough to make it moisif gereya. That's what we said over a mahalach from the Chazanish and the Rambam, it's a shver mahalach. So if you look at the Emek Bracha, Sefer Emek Bracha on page Chaf Beis, he says a svar. He says, if you look at this svar, is really mentioned already in the Pre-Begadim at Eishal Avrab and Sibid Labba Gibel Ois Dalid. He says also this svar. He says that it's cholik from the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about where you're being meisif in the deal Mineu Bey, you're being meisif, instead of pouring four chutim, you're adding a fifth chut. So when you're being meisif four chutim, you're adding a fifth chut. If that chut's not attached, it's just all hanging separately on the beged, we don't see the fifth chut together with the four. We have the four as one unit, and then we have an extra fifth one separately, that's l'chudei and l'chudei, and that doesn't passel, that bal toisif, akapana doesn't passel. Masha Enkin says the Eibik Bracha, when we're discussing a safa, not in minei obeying the gedil, we're putting on an extra gedil. The Torah says to put on four gedilim, one in each corner, and I put on five gedilim, I put on eight gedilim, I put on more gedilim on the beged. Says the Eibik Bracha, that is a safa in how many tzitzis are on the beged. So in the beged, everything's mechubar to the beged. There's nothing against l'chudei kai. In the beged, there's now five instead of four, and they're all attached to the beged. When the Gemara is discussing the tzitzis being a safa in the gdil minei obey, the fact that they're attached to the beged is not a problem because a safa is not in the beged. The beged doesn't have more gdilim. It's in the gdil itself, there's more chutim. As long as they're not attached together, that's called the chudei and the chudei. There's no bal toisif. Mash in kain, when the safa is the gdil, so then the safa is in the gufa beged, and the gufa beged, everything's attached to the beged, and that would not apply to svara of hay l'chudei kai, the hay l'chudei kai. So we had two kashas. We had the Shagas Arias kasha. Why isn't there a chiyuv of Zaka Mamre here? And then we had a kasha one. We have a svar about l'chudei. And we said over on the Shagas Arias kasha, a teretz from Kiveger. And on the other kasha one, and say, hi l'chudei, bye l'chudei. We said over a svar from the Eibik Bracha, which is Muzker and the Pre-Begadim. Rab Chaim al-Shas, on Menachas and Nachmemim and Bezes, Sugi of Hittim will tell us, he has a mahalach, a different mahalach in the Rambam that answers both questions. Chaim says that Be'emes, we have to know why it's Be'emes it's Cholok from Tefillin. It's a war in the Gemara that by Tefillin, if you would have five Batim, the halacha would be that it's Kosher. And the only reason why it's Pasul is because of a side din that the Bayis Chita's inner Reyes as a Aver Pasul. Why is a Cholok when I have five Batim in Tefillin and when I have five Gdilim on my Tzitzis? Why is one Pasul and one Be'etzem by Tefillin it's before in the Gemara, Be'etzem would be Kosher. So it says Reb Chaim that the Yisrael of the Pasul by Tzitzis is because the tzitzis doesn't have, it's not like tefillin that it becomes, it's a tashmish kedusha that has a chefz b'fnei atzmei. The whole kiyum of the tzitzis is the fact that it's doing the mitzvah. Says Reb Chaim, when I put on an extra gdil, now I don't know which gdil is doing the mitzvah. Only one of them could be doing the mitzvah. One is the ikker, and one is the taisvis. Now who's to be kaveya, says Reb Chaim, which one's the ikker, which one's the taisvis? Each one could be the taisis and each one could be the ikker. There's no kvias any when we have two dilim on one corner, we don't see which one's the ikker. There's no reason to say that one's more the ikker than the other one. And therefore, says Reb Chaim, that alone is a svara that we can't dan either one of them as the ikker, and we have to look at all of them as a taisis. because each one be'etzem could be the Haysafa. And since each one be'etzem could be the Haysafa, therefore they all have a Tetosis and they all are puzzled for the mitzvah tzitzis. Masha Engen says, Reb Chaim, by tefillin, when I make four, it's not just that I can use these four to be Mekayim a mitzvah, they are chalon and kedushas tefillin. It's chalon and achalois kedushas tefillin on these four. And when I add the fifth one, that's not mafkir the kedushas tefillin for those four. Those four remain with their kedushas tefillin, and therefore they will always remain the ikar mitzvah, and the fifth is the Haysafa. It's not like tzitzis. Tzitzis doesn't have any chalois did on it. So whichever I use for the mitzvah, that is the one that's going to be for the mitzvah. And therefore, we have no kfiyas, which one's going to be the mitzvah, which one's going to be the taisis. By tefillin, says Reb Chaim, the tefillin, the four original batim that I made, that was chalonit a toiris kedushas tefillin. And it's going to always remain with its kedushas tefillin. When I add on one on the side, that one will be maybe possible tefillin. I'll buy a schita, but that will not be, it would still be clark kavua that the four are the ikar tefillin, and this fifth one is the tesis. So therefore, says Reb Chaim, it's pashut why it's chaluk, the tefillin and the tzitzis. Tzitzis, the halacha is, since there's no clear one that's the ikar, the whole thing becomes puzzle. Mashiach and tefillin, the four batim, they remain with their kedushas tefillin, and the other one is the haysafa, and therefore, we have a kosher tefillin here with haysafa. So says Reb Chaim, Lafi Zef, this is what's making the tzitzis puzzle. The reason why the tzitzis is puzzle is because there's no achra, which one is the ikra and which one's the taisvis. Says Reb Chaim, im kain, that wouldn't be a hechatibza maisiv gereya. Maisiv gereya means that you have the guf, the chefs of the mitzvah here, just with something that's being ma'akiv on the side. You have a bias, you have another bias on the side, it's being ma'akiv, the four batim from working. Mashengen over here, says Reb Chaim, we damn the whole thing's comes ois chefs of the mitzvah, because we look at all the chutim, both gedilim, both have a din of teisvis. They don't have a din of an ikar, since they both have a din of teisvis, so there's no moisiv gereya. Moisiv gereya has to be that you have the chefs of the mitzvah here, and you have the side thing, and if you take away the side thing, it will become bad kosher. But checking over here, they all are chalad at a teiris teisvis, all the tzitzis doesn't have a teiris ikar mitzvah tzitzis, they all we look at is a teisvis. So then, even if I would take away the one gedil, the other gedil already became a teisvis, you would have to remake it, it will be tassavai min ha'asui. And therefore, says Reb Chaim, it's Pasha, why Zaka Mamre can't be Chayiv, that's not called Maisiv Gereya. That wouldn't be Nichlal on the Klal Maisiv Gereya, and therefore Zaka Mamre, the only Echatibs of Zaka Mamre is only by Tfilin, and not by Tzitzis. And Lefir Reb Chaim, it's Pasha, why there's no Tain of Hailuchu Dekoy of Hailuchu Dekoy. So we're not trying to passel it because of the Shiria Atzura Mitzah that I suffer in the Mitzvah. The reason why it became puzzle is because each one could be the mitzvah. So let them be the chudei. Let each one be the chudei. But that alone makes it puzzle because each one could have been the gufa mitzvah. And therefore, each one we look at as a taisvis. And there's no kasha on the rabbam why we shouldn't be machsher hitul mutales because of the svar of haylo chudei koi vahaylo chudei koi.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.